Good evening and welcome to our Compline for the Friday of Easter week, the 17th of April 2020. Compline meaning completed, the last prayer of the evening. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. We say together, Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, we ask, be done through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. The psalm for this evening comes from Psalm 104. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my Lord, my God, how excellent is your greatness. You appointed the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows the time for its setting. You make the darkness that it may be night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they are gone, to lay themselves down in their dens. People go forth to their work and to their labour until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea spread far and wide, and there move creatures beyond number, both small and great. There go the ships, and there is that Leviathan which you have made to play in the deep. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand and they are filled with good. When you hide your face, they are troubled. When you take away their breath, they die and return again to the dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The short scripture reading for this evening comes from Revelation chapter 22, verses 4 and 5. The servants of the Lamb shall see the face of God, whose name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for God will be their light, and they will reign for ever and ever. In the book of Revelation, we often see the imagery of the new heaven and the new earth. There is no mentioning of the new sun because it is plain and clear that in the resurrected life to come, as we ponder upon this Easter week, this Easter season, that there is no need for the physicality of the forces of this universe, because we are transformed into a complete new form of existence where God himself will be our light and our lamp. There is no need for shadows or darkness in our lives, that we will always walk in the light of God. Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. Alleluia, alleluia. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Alleluia, as he promised to you. Alleluia, alleluia. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. As he promised to you. Alleluia, alleluia. Let us pray. Alleluia, we pray and praise, Lord. We give thanks for your risen Son, for death is no more, life, hope eternal comes before us. And we give thanks for the church that bears witness of the gospel, testimony of your ministry among us. And yet, Lord, we are besieged by darkness, by that which we cannot see, that lays low, that makes people very unwell. It seems to be something which does not have a pattern, that the healthy as well as the unhealthy become very ill and die. And in this Easter season, Lord, we ask you to bring your Holy Spirit, your presence among those who mourn and grieve. Already you have galvanized our society to look upon our neighbours. You've breathed a new spirit in us all, in caring for everyone around us. May we learn from what we are experiencing that we become a better society. Bless those facing an uncertain financial future. Bless those whose restrictions have made it difficult for them. Bless those that cry out for you, and bless those who want to cry out for you but do not know how to, Lord. Lord of life, be with us all, for all those that work and care for us, for those that protect us, for those that feed us, for those that supply us. Be with our families this night and our friends wherever they are. And may peace reign in the nations of this world and in our hearts. Amen. Almighty God, by triumphing over the powers of darkness, Christ has prepared a place for us in the New Jerusalem. May we who have this day given thanks for his resurrection praise him in the eternal city, of which he is the light, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit our places, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from them the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we conclude all our prayers with the prayer that Christ taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. May the risen Lord Jesus bless us. May he watch over us and renew us as he renews the whole of creation. May our hearts and lives echo his love. Amen.